Welcome back to the LG Procast, the podcast for Victoria's local government decision makers. How confident are you in your managers? In this episode, we're talking performance management when things get a little more complex than usual. We're asking what managers really need to know about managing mental health and what they need to know when faced with complex scenarios. This episode's discussion is brought to you by Public Sector People, partnering with councils across Victoria to provide search and selection and temporary recruitment solutions. We're joined by Linda Davey, an HR expert with a decades-long career spanning the Australian Public Service, the ACT government, and local government. Over 30 years, Linda's seen significant change in industrial relations and is now warning employers and managers of their obligations. Positive duties like early intervention that in some cases are still very new.
Yeah, I think the industrial relations landscape recently over the last couple of years is changing, and there's more of a positive duty put on organisations to provide early intervention measures and tactics and strategies around things like sexual harassment with your Respect at Work Amendment laws and psychosocial risks, quite prevalent. Of course, mental health comes into that psychosocial risk element. And I think importantly also, if we're not managing some of these risks in the changing of the IR landscape, there seems to be more case law coming out around adverse actions. So it's really important that we do maintain a positive duty in protecting any adverse actions against the business.
Linda points out that more unfair treatment and unfair dismissal cases are heading to Fair Work, often related to performance management. So the obligations on employers like councils are growing, and the claims against employers by employees are growing. Where's the relationship breaking down? Linda finds the culprit in the more complex performance management scenarios. Here's an example.
A general performance action in itself, if an employee is primarily not meeting their tasks or it is a performance issue, they're not meeting their outcomes and their outputs, managers can see that. It's very clear. But where the complexities come into this is where the manager starts the employment action, then the employee may produce then a medical certificate. And the medical certificate can be ongoing, or they can submit a med cert in, then they'll come back to work. The manager is managing the performance action, then they'll submit another medical certificate. So we're now dealing with the complexity of a high absenteeism in the workplace whilst they're still trying to manage this performance action. And that has a flow-on effect to the rest of the team, because now the rest of the team has to pick up the workload, the manager has to pick up the workload, and the manager has to balance the work that the employee should be doing but is now off on high absenteeism.
Are managers equipped to handle these kinds of complex scenarios? Unfortunately, the answer is quite often no.
But in my experience, no. I believe that an easy performance action is okay. The managers can manage that. Once we start getting into these complexities and the landscape and the legislative landscape as well on what, for example, managers can and can't do around medical certificates, the legislation that the work health and safety legislation that supports workplace bullying. Also, once they sort of get to these complexities, managers kind of, you know, put their hands up and go, oh, it's all too hard. I don't know how to manage this as well. Managers also have their own business as usual to run. So managing complex people issues, whilst it should be part of their KPIs in managing people, when it starts taking a lot of time out of their business as usual day-to-day running of the business, they tend to stop the performance action. Then we get into that scenario where the employee is off and they're not coming back, and it's just all too hard for some of the managers.
LG Pro is introducing a new course run by Linda to address this complexity, making sure managers are equipped to handle complex performance management and issues of mental health as they arise in their workplaces. Here's Linda with a few examples of what managers learn to handle.
Through this course, we explore the complexities of what a medical certificate looks like, when you can ask for further information regarding a medical certificate, the steps that you need to take through going to talking to the employee, to going to the doctor. You can request additional information through your enterprise agreement or the business's council's awards if they're falling under the LG award. Helping managers navigate their way through those complexities of absenteeism. But another complexity also is workplace bullying allegations. And it's not uncommon for an employee to feel very uncomfortable through a performance action. And submitting a workplace bullying allegation against their manager is also another complexity where the managers need a little bit of support and help to manage their way through that workplace bullying allegation. Because more times than not, if we run a workplace investigation, it will be workplace conflict and the employee's feeling very uncomfortable about this and throw a workplace bullying allegation against the manager. So it's helping the managers navigate their way through that complexities of a workplace bullying allegation through a performance action.
But what's the risk of not managing performance effectively when things get complicated? Here's why it's important.
Yeah, again, through my experience, you know, if a manager doesn't understand how to manage the complexities and get the employee back into the workplace, the performance action can take quite a long period of time. Now, our role is HRM managers. Our role is to support the employee to improve their performance deficiencies. And if the managers actually don't know how to do that effectively, then the performance process and the under-managed employee is A, getting away with what they're not doing because the managers are not actually managing that underperformance action. The employee can take long periods of time off. So it's important that managers actually, for early intervention, they jump on the performance action early and they know how to manage those complexities through that performance action. And really a performance action from an informal process to a formal process to putting in a PIP should really only be about 2 or 3 months. But what we're finding is we have underperforming employees where managers don't know how to manage the process itself, underperforming for, in some cases, years. So it's really important that managers jump on this early and know the process.
Early intervention when managing psychosocial hazards is a new skill set for many managers, but a particularly important one when boiling it down to numbers. Psychological injuries can be particularly costly if not mitigated.
A broken bone, you can mend, you can get people back into the workplace and your workers' compensation premiums sort of remain sustainable, I guess. But if you've got employees that are out on a mental health issue, and you're not providing those early intervention measures, even through a performance issue, then your premiums start going up. And we know that good work is good for our mental health. So it is really important to help the employees and provide early intervention support. So the first part of this course is really about understanding and recognizing signs and symptoms of anxiety and depression. They're the two most common forms of workplace mental health. And if managers can recognise the signs and symptoms and what that looks like in the workplace, they're more able to have that early conversation to find out what's going on and what supports they can put in, what supports they can wrap around their employee.
So what do managers need to know? Some of it boils down to perceptiveness. That's not to say they're not already perceptive, but the realities of hybrid work have not made this any easier.
In the course I talk about key listening skills, key communication skills, where we're recognising the body language, the tone of voice, how that's said, how we're interacting when we're having these early conversations. But we also do talk a little bit about the working from home and the hybrid approach and managing employees working from home as well, because now we have a little screen that we potentially need to have these difficult conversations around the things that you're noticing, but you're missing some of those social cues. So with managers managing hybrid workers working from home, it's really important that they really do need to add that extra level of communication, that extra level of check-ins, even if it's a Teams chat or it's a phone call, it's a text, just to continually checking in, because there is statistics that have come out around how people are still feeling isolated in a hybrid working environment, working from home. A higher level of communication is needed.
These teachings aren't a first for Linda. She's worked in local government herself and has been facilitating this new LG Pro course with professionals already up in New South Wales. Here's what she's learned from them and from her 3 decades in HR.
What I've found through doing the courses is that, like any manager, we're busy. Managers are busy. day-to-day business as usual takes over, and it's really difficult to keep on top of their people management issues. After 30 years of working in HR, I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. I think it's really important for me to share my knowledge and give back my knowledge now through this training course.
Supervisors and managers can sign up for the Mental Health and Managing Complex Performance course right now at lgpro.com. Thank you to Linda for this episode's interview. Thank you to Public Sector People for sponsoring the LG Procast, partnering with councils across Victoria to provide search and selection and temporary recruitment solutions. And thank you for joining us.